few issues at the upcoming legislative session are likely to stir more argument and more emotion than a measure to regulate the practice of midwifery. Measures to regulate midwives have met heated opposition at least four times before the legislature, and this year it's the midwives themselves who are driving the initiative. Reporter Courtney Teague has more in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Good morning.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Sure, Courtney. This is a story that's going to generate a lot of heat on all sides, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a very, very passionate issue, to say the least.
Who's driving this? As I said earlier, the midwives themselves are looking at some self-regulating. Is that accurate?
Right. So there's a professional organization here in Hawaii called the Midwives Alliance of Hawaii, and they are leading the push for legislation. They're drafting something. They've been working with physicians, legislators, other stakeholders. Right now, we are only looking at regulating a couple types of nationally certified non-nurse midwives. So that's midwives that do not have a nursing degree, and they usually perform home births, not in-hospital births.
Is this an attempt on the part of that association to sort of maybe stave off more severe regulation that might come externally?
No, that's not really my understanding. The arguments for are really, it boils down to patient safety. So
right.
In 2015, we know that 340 babies were born out of the hospital. So that's about 2% of all babies. And while it is rare, injuries and even deaths do occasionally occur from home births. And there's also some speculation that this could help midwives get access to emergency medications. So if something goes wrong, like a woman starts hemorrhaging, that could help with that. They could also possibly be considered as care providers. So in the event of an emergency transfer, they're able to talk about a patient's medical history with that emergency room physician. And there is also some speculation that it could help midwives be covered under health plans.
The current climate for midwives is one, as it says, and as your headline, Silbeat headline says, there are more regulations in industries like manicurists and bartenders than a midwife faces today, right?
Yeah, sure. And that's not true for all midwives. Again, nurse midwives, they are actually quite regulated by the state because they are considered nurses.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for many of the midwives that are performing home births, there's just no real way to keep tabs on what they're doing.
So that leaves an enormous vulnerability. It sounds as if that's what this association is looking to forestall, yeah?
Yeah, it does. But of course, there's lots of women who feel it's about women's rights, reproductive freedoms, the right to choose who you give birth with, how you give birth, where you give birth. And people just don't want the state involved in that. I mean, understandably. Plus, with midwifery, there's been a long history of apprenticeship training. So currently, under the legislation that they are drafting, there would be no room for those women in this plan. And also, they say a lot of women just don't feel comfortable in the hospital where there are much higher rates of medical interventions like cesarean sections or induced labor.
Sure.
Although with home births, there is a slightly higher rate of death. It's about twice as high compared to hospital births.
We're going to be hearing some heated debate if this advances at the legislature. Thanks very
Definitely.
Much, Courtney.
Yeah, thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporting fellow Courtney Teague.